While it's not expected to break 2016 records, wheat yields look like they'll be strong. Gerald McMillan with United Cooperative says grain bids are ready.
The 2016 crop was a really good, strong record year, but I think the spring weather probably is going to prevent from getting to record levels.
Still looking at a good yield, though, so if you don't have enough space for storage and you don't want to sell right away, what do you do?
Well, for a producer, if they've got bin space at home, they can, you know, hold on to it, you know, until fall harvest. We will have adequate space here because we always maintain space for wheat. But the crop is actually coming off a little earlier than I thought it would due to the cold April. So that's another reason why I don't think the yields are going to be quite as strong as in the 2016 crop.
You actually answered one of my questions already, which would be how much space you have to rent. Do you have any numeric values that you could share?
Just at this facility, we'll have 1 million bushel of wheat stored here. Some of that was carried over from previous years, but yeah, we've got plenty of space.
Okay, so what do farmers need to do if they expect to use that space?
Typically, if they don't have a contract or sold ahead, we give them the option to hold on to it for 10 days before it goes into storage. Then they pay the storage then until they sell it.
Are there any preparations they need to take, people they need to contact?
No, typically when the trucks come in, we have a list. We know who has contracts, and other than that, those bushels that are not on contract, if they don't tell us to sell them at that day's price, then that we will put them in what we call 10-day hold.
Okay. So what is the approximate cost to rent?
It's a daily rate equivalent to about 5 cents a month.
Okay.
There's no minimum on wheat. Corn and soybeans, we charge a minimum for 90 days, but on wheat, it's just a daily rate. So if you, for example, in the first 30 days, if you sold halfway through the month, you're not going to pay that full nickel. It's just a daily rate.
So what patterns have you seen over the past few years for storing grain? Have we seen on-farm storage increasing?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that there's been an increase in farm storage building, especially with corn for the ethanol plants. Soybeans, not so much. And nor wheat either. Most of the wheat and soybeans tend to come in at harvest time.
What seems to be the cause for discrepancy, the difference between storage and farmer patterns between grain, between soybeans, wheat, and corn?
Well, for one, the producer has choices for the ethanol plants. If they're in this area, they've got two or three ethanol plants that they can deliver to. Mm-hmm. Whereas most of the soybeans and wheat leave Wisconsin by either truck or rail. So they just typically they'll bring the wheat and beans in, although some store some beans at home, but then they'll still deliver them later on to us in the wintertime.
What are you expecting of prices this year? The economy is a little uncertain. Do you have predictions?
Well, obviously, with some of the issues that are going on, I think it's been a tough summer. But I think longer term, the fundamentals on corn will prove to be give some strength to corn. And then obviously, if the tariff issues are solved with the Chinese, there will be some strong demand come out of there. The wheat demand, our carryout in the U.S. for wheat for the next year is going to be a lot lower. So, you know, I think we're going to see some good strength in wheat too, longer term.
Have, just in the short term, farmers adequately protected themselves with forward contracts or other mechanisms in the market?
We had a much better percentage of forward contracts in this spring and winter, but I still think some are not as well protected as they should be.
Is there anything that farmers can do to try to safeguard themselves a little bit?
Right now, it would be more a matter of if they haven't got the protection they need, they may have to just watch the market and see how it plays out here. But in the spring, if they don't want to sell cash contracts, they can consider option strategies or shorting futures if they're comfortable doing that.
Gerald McMillan did add that his predictions may be contingent on the late July, early August weather. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.